Just as we came on air, the Rotunda Maternity Hospital issued a statement saying they're experiencing a major ransomware cyber attack, which is affecting all of the hospital's electronic systems and records. Staff at the hospital are working to resolve the issue. All appointments have been cancelled for today, Friday the 14th of May. The only exception is for patients who are 36 weeks or more pregnant, and otherwise clients are asked not to attend the Rotunda unless it's an emergency. The master of the Rotunda Hospital, Fergal Malone, is on the line. Fergal Malone, good morning, and tell us how this evolved.
Good morning, Anya. We discovered during the night that we were the victim of what's called a Conti ransomware attack. This has, we also believe, affected other hospitals. And it basically means that we've had to shut down all of our computer systems. Now, thankfully, we have contingency plans in place for this, that the hospital can function absolutely normally using a paper-based system. But obviously, throughput will be much slower. So all patients in the hospital are safe. All the care is being provided. There's no problems for patient safety. But as a precaution, we're asking all patients who have appointments at the Rotunda today to not attend the hospital unless it's an emergency or unless they're 36 weeks pregnant or over.
The machinery and equipment, the life-saving machinery and equipment that you would have in the delivery suites and the premature baby units, are they all okay?
Yes, all equipment such as that are all absolutely operational and fine. It's computers logging into electronic healthcare records that is the issue, and the ability to access patient demographics, things like that, computer-based systems. They've all been taken offline as a precaution. But we have systems in place to revert back to what you might call old-fashioned paper-based record keeping. But as you can imagine, when a new patient arrives at the front door of the hospital, traditionally you type in her name into a computer and get all of her details. That can't happen now, so we have to do that by hand and paper. So throughput as patients come through the front door will be much slower than normal.
I'm just seeing a statement just in from the HSE, Fergal Malone. The HSE says there has been a significant ransomware attack on the HSE IT systems. They have taken the precaution of shutting down all of their IT systems in order to protect them from this attack and to allow the HSE to fully assess the situation with their security partners. The HSE apologises for the inconvenience to patients and to the public and will give further information as it becomes available, and we'll be bringing that to you throughout the programme. But that would suggest a really widespread attack is going on here, Fergal Malone, would it?
Yeah, it would certainly seem to be. We use a very common system throughout the HSE for registering patients and getting their demographics, and it is certainly seems as if that may have been the entry point or source, because if you start seeing this in other hospitals, that is the more likely explanation. Four major maternity hospitals in Ireland are already fully electronic: ourselves, National Maternity Hospital, Cork University Maternity Hospital and Kerry. So we all use the same electronic system. But beyond that, it's a hospital registration system that is common across most hospitals in Ireland. And it seems to therefore be affecting those hospitals as well.
I mean, we all know that cybercrime exists. We've all heard of, you know, such attacks on institutions before. But you'd have to be a pretty low form of human being, wouldn't you, to attack maternity hospitals' computer records?
Well, obviously, at the moment, we're putting all of our focus on keeping operations going and keeping everybody safe, which, of course, everybody is safe and services are proceeding. But we will leave it to the other authorities to pursue, once this is all resolved and we're back operational, to pursue how this happened and who the potential, where it originated from.
And what's your message to mums?
Our message is all of our patients are safe. Operations, services are completely normal. Everything is fine, except for the precaution today until we get on top of things. We're asking patients who, unless you have a critical or an urgent issue that you need our services, for example, late pregnancy issues, you're better off not coming to the hospital. So you should have an elective appointment, just a routine postnatal check, a routine antenatal check early in pregnancy, a routine scan, anything routine. If at all possible, we would ask you not to come to the hospital. We will reschedule for next week. That would give the staff time and space to ensure that we'll be able to provide all of our services to those who really need it, which is, generally speaking, late pregnancy and around the time of delivery.
What's the access that you have at the moment? You said you have a paper-based contingency. For the patients you have, inpatients you have at the moment, you're able to access their records okay?
Oh, yes. For inpatients that we have at the moment, that's all fine. We can access that. We can provide full services, everything from all of their medications and laboratories.
Blood results, all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All of that. We have paper-based systems for that. So all patients are safe. All care is being provided as normal. It's just, as you can imagine, the throughput or the pace at which you can do services when you're no longer using IT and you're back to paper will be much slower. So therefore, we're just trying to make sure that we're streamlining things and getting our focus on the inpatients and patients who really need our care. So again, if you're an outpatient and you have an urgent issue, do not hesitate to come to the hospital. We don't want patients to stay away and compromise their care. But if it's an elective appointment and you don't need our services today, it would be a great help to the hospital to stay home.
And how long do you think it might be before you're back to normal?
We're just going to go day by day at the moment. I suppose, thankfully, this is a Friday and at least general outpatient services wouldn't be working tomorrow on Sunday. As you can imagine, Onya, labour goes on 24-7, so our labour ward continues to function and patients will come in labour throughout the weekend and we will be well able to look after everything. But we have a whole team working on this here at the moment and been in through the night with our emergency response plan, which is fully operational at the moment.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time on such a big, busy morning and good luck to you and your staff as you try to provide the care under these circumstances today. That's the master of the Rotunda Hospital, Fergal Malone. And as I say, we'll have more on this as we get it and we'll bring it to you throughout the programme.